Roy, the confused boy. Roy is a student. He is 11 years old. He is very hardworking and successful. He is good at sports. He plays handball in the school team. He has got several medals. He is also deeply interested in reading and writing. He is tall and medium weight. He has got strong arms. He has blonde hair and hazel eyes. He likes wearing jeans and t-shirts. He feels comfortable with them. He always wears sneakers. He is a sportsman. This good-looking Roy is also very friendly. He is good at making new friends. Everybody likes him because he is very funny and helpful. He never tells lies. He is an honest boy. He has got a small family. His mother is an artist. She is very good at her work, and she is very famous. His father is a well-known lawyer. He has a little sister. She is only 5. She is very good at music. Maybe she will be a musician in the future. One day, his teacher asks the class a question. "What do you want to be?" says his teacher. Everyone answers, "I want to be a teacher. I want to teach new things," says Mary. "I want to be a farmer. I love farming," answers Daniel. "I want to be a vet. I like animals very much," says Mike. Now it's Roy's turn. "Well, Roy, we all know you are very hardworking and successful. You are good at sports, too. There's an artist and a lawyer in your family. Your little sister is very talented. What is your plan about your future?" asks his teacher. Roy is confused. He has no plans about his future. He has no idea about the occupations. "I'm not sure," he says. He is very embarrassed. "You can't be serious. I don't believe you," says his teacher in a lovely voice. "I'm sorry, I haven't got a plan. I have to think about it," says Roy. Some of his classmates laugh at him. Roy feels terrible. "I'll give you an assignment. You have only 2 days. You will make a research about occupations. Then I'll talk to you again," says his teacher. "Okay," says Roy. "Listen to me, Roy. You are a bright and hard-working student. You'll be very successful in life, but you must have an aim. You must have a target, or you'll fail in life," says his teacher. Roy comes home. He plays with his little sister for a while. She has got several toys, dolls, puzzles, teddy bears, etc. She doesn't like playing with them for a long time. When she plays with her favorite doll, she gets bored very quickly. But when she plays the flute or harmonica, she never gets bored. "I will be a musician when I grow up," she says. Roy feels terrible again. She's only 5 years old, and she wants to be a musician. She has a plan, but I don't. He decides to talk to his parents about this. Only they can help me. They know me very well. They will be here in a few hours. I can ask them questions about their jobs, he thinks. Are you okay, Roy? You look pale, asks the babysitter. Yes, I'm fine. I'm thinking about my future, says Roy. The babysitter is amused. Your future? Darling, you are just a kid. It is early to think about your future. Don't bother yourself now, she says. No, it's not early. Everybody has a plan. Even my sister Jane has a plan. I have an assignment. I have to make a research about occupations, says Roy. I have an idea. What about starting with me? We can talk in the kitchen. I will cook spaghetti for dinner, says the babysitter. That's great. Thank you very much, says Roy. He is excited. They go to the kitchen. The babysitter gives Roy a glass of orange juice. Jane is playing the harmonica in the sitting room. They can hear her. Do you like your job? Asks Roy. Yes, I do. I love children very much. They are innocent and sincere. They are funny too, answers the babysitter. Roy asks another question. Is babysitting hard or easy? The babysitter thinks for a while. Then she answers. Sometimes it is really hard. Some children are very naughty. They don't sleep. They don't eat. They play dangerous games. When I look after such children, I feel very nervous. It sounds terrible, says Roy. Sometimes it is very easy. Some children behave well. We play games together. I teach them songs and tongue twisters. They sleep on time. They eat everything I cook, but I love them all the same, naughty or not. Roy thanks his babysitter and goes to his room. He starts doing his English homework. The doorbell rings. Roy runs to the door and opens it. His parents come home. They set the table together and sit for dinner. Do you like your job? Asks Roy to his father. Yes, I do, son. I like defending innocent people. I like helping justice. It makes me feel good and happy, he answers. What about you, Mom? He says. Well, I really love my art, sweetie. I can express my feelings with my paintings, she says. I love my job too, says little Jane. You don't have a job, my little sister, but I'm sure you will be a great musician in the future, says Roy. They all laugh. After the dinner, Roy finishes his homework and reads a storybook. He falls asleep. He is having a dream now. In his dream, he is a pilot. He is getting on the plane. Roy, the weather is windy today. Listen to the radio. It says it will be stormy in the evening. I think you shouldn't fly today, says Martin. He is Roy's best friend. I can't wait, Martin. I have to deliver these packages now, Roy says. Roy flies a cargo plane, and Martin flies an air ambulance. Roy is flying over a jungle now. It is a big and deep jungle. There are many wild animals there. Everybody is scared of that jungle. People call it the Dead End. It is a little windy. It will take just half an hour. Then the flight will be over. I will land safely, Roy thinks. But he is wrong. The wind is getting strong now. Suddenly, Roy sees a thick cloud. It is very dangerous for a plane. Roy tries to change his direction, but he can't. There is something wrong with the wheel. Oh no! A strange sound is coming from the engine. Roy's plane is falling. The jungle is full of strange sounds. There is the sound of the stream and the trees. It is a peaceful sound. There is a sound of the wind. It is whistling like a song. And there is the sound of the birds. They are singing like a cheerful chorus. But there is another sound. It is not peaceful. It is scary. Roy can hear all of them, but he cannot open his eyes. Roy hears a loud noise. Wake up! Wake up! Are you okay, sir? Open your eyes. Can you hear me? Shouts the voice. Hurry up, sir. Please. We don't have much time. It's coming towards us. We have to run, he shouts again. Roy finally opens his eyes. There is a man near Roy. He looks like a hunter. The hunter lifts Roy. He takes Roy on his back and starts running. Roy looks back. A giant and angry bear is chasing them. Roy wakes up. He is safe in his bed. It's just a dream, he says. He gets out of the bed, washes his face, puts on his school uniform, and goes to the kitchen for breakfast. His parents are waiting for him. They have a nice breakfast. He goes to school. He tells his dream to his friends. What an exciting dream! I hope the pilot and the hunter are safe now, one of his friends says. They all laugh. Roy comes home. He finishes his homework, watches TV, eats his dinner with his family, and goes to his bed. He is very excited. He wants to sleep and have a dream. He wants to see the pilot and the hunter again. Now he is sleeping and he is having his second dream. He isn't a pilot. This time, he is a photographer. He is working for a wildlife magazine. He is taking photographs for this magazine. Roy places his camera and waits for the wild animals. He has to take the photographs of hunting animals. The editor of the magazine wants them. Look, a lion is chasing a gazelle. Roy immediately takes their photographs. Look at that bird. It is trying to catch a fish. What an exciting scene. What a big crocodile. It has got big and strong teeth. There is a little bird in its mouth. It's cleaning the crocodile's teeth. Nature is unbelievable, says Roy, the photographer. My editor will like these photos, very much, he thinks. He is proud of himself. He takes his camera and takes other photograph. He sees a cloud of dust. A bear is running. It is chasing something. Poor unlucky animal, Roy thinks. The bear will catch it in a minute. Roy is wrong. The bear is not chasing an animal. It is chasing two people. Roy wants to help them. He takes a piece of rope out of his bag. He makes a lasso. With that rope, he runs after the bear. He throws the lasso and catches the bear. He rescues the two men. Thank you very much. I'm a hunter, and my friend is a pilot. I feel okay, but he needs help. He has a wound on his leg. We must take him to a hospital, says the hunter. I'm a photographer, and I have a Jeep. I'm working for a wildlife magazine. Our office is not far from here. Our office is not far from here. We have a doctor there. Let's go, says Roy. They carry the pilot to the Jeep. They go to Roy's office. The doctor stitches the pilot's wound and gives him a painkiller. Finally, we are safe, says the hunter. But they are not safe. What's that smell? Asks the doctor. What's that smell? Mutters Roy. He is talking in his sleep. His mother kisses him and says, wake up, sweetheart. It's the smell of pancakes. It's breakfast time. Mommy, please let me sleep for 5 minutes, begs Roy. Okay, sweetie, but I will wake you up 5 minutes later, she says. Roy falls asleep again. Where is that smoke coming from? Asks the hunter. What's wrong? What's happening? Asks the doctor. Roy, the photographer, opens the door and he shouts. He is very scared. Fire! The building is on fire! Call the fire department and run! The pilot tries to run, but he falls down. His leg hurts. Help me! Shouts the pilot. The doctor tries to run down the stairs, but it is impossible. The stairs are on fire. We can't go downstairs. What will we do? He shouts. They try to make a decision. Let's jump out the window. We have to do it. We don't have any other choice. No, we can't. It's very high. Take these wet towels and cover your face with them. I have an idea. Let's go to the roof. That's a good idea. We can't go downstairs, but we can go upstairs. The firefighters will be here soon. We have to crawl. The air is clean on the floor. They decide to climb to the roof. They start crawling. Unfortunately, the pilot can't crawl by himself. The hunter and the doctor help him. They are on the roof now. They are waiting for the firefighters. The fire will reach the roof soon. We have only 15 minutes, I guess, says the photographer. He is very scared. I hope they will be here on time, says the doctor. 5 minutes pass, but there's no fire engine. 10 minutes pass, but there's no fire engine. They are desperate. But then the pilot hears a sound. A helicopter is coming. This is Martin. He is here to rescue us. He is a paramedic, and he flies an air ambulance. Martin hangs down a rope and takes them to the plane. Then the building collapses. Roy's mother wakes Roy up again. He washes his face and eats a delicious pancake. He puts on his uniform and goes to school. He tells his dream to his friends. They listen to Roy carefully. They are very excited. Then the teacher comes into the classroom. He greets the students. They have a little chat before the lesson starts. Well, Roy, your time is up. Do you have an answer now? Yes, I do, replies Roy. Shall I ask you the question again? Are you ready? Says his teacher. Yes, I am, says Roy. What do you want to be, Roy? He asks. Roy tells his dream first. Then he adds, I want to be a writer. I want to write adventurous stories. That's a good idea, Roy. You will be a great writer, his teacher says.